I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So in this tight economic times where there's not a whole lot of money, the senators are giving themselves raises?
Well, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, bad noise here.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Well, yes, last week the Senate passed a bill that would give the legislators a retirement increase. And, you know, the problem is we don't pay our legislators anything for their dedication and their work up here 30 days and 60 days, and then all the interim committee work. But it did seem kind of odd that in this legislative session where we're asking employees, state employees and education employees, to pay a higher percentage of their retirement, and they're not going to get any raises, that the legislature, at least the Senate, would pass this bill to increase their retirement quite substantially. From right now, if a legislator retires with 20 years of service, they'd get about $20,000 a year. And under this plan, it would go up to about $28,000 a year.
Oh, okay. So that's something that they do on every level. We've heard on the national level as well, things of that nature. Let's go to another subject for a moment and talk about title insurance. That's been a topic for some time.
Yes, for a number of years, there have been bills trying to look at the title insurance industry and see if there's a way to save consumers money. Because if this bill passes, and I believe it's passed the House, going on to the Senate, the way title insurance now is, everybody pays the same price. And so the title insurers have had this set rate by the Public Regulation Commission. Now, if this bill passes, it would still have a top rate that title insurers could charge, but they could charge less, and they've not been able to do that. So they could be competitive among themselves by, if someone wanted to charge a smaller premium, they can. And another provision of the bill would allow for discounts for when you refinance. Because, of course, the whole purpose of title insurance is to protect the bank or the lender and the consumer if there's some problem with the title. But in the refinancing piece, if you've been the owner for 15 years and you want to refinance, there shouldn't be any problem with that title and should have a little better rate. So we'll see if this goes through. It's a compromise bill between the industry, the regulators, and the advocates.
And so that is also in the news. It's also Nurses Day today at the Capitol.
Yes, there are 19,000 registered and licensed nurses in New Mexico. And, of course, people should have been hearing that there is a crisis in nursing. A lot of the nurses that have been practicing all these years are baby boomers, and they're going to be retiring soon, or many of them have retired. And we just haven't attracted enough younger people into the profession. But now the legislature has been really committed to expanding the schools of nursing throughout the state, and we've gotten $4.5 million over the last few years expansion into those schools. So there's things are looking better, and the legislators have held that money harmless in these hard economic times. So there's going to be a celebration of nurses up there at the Capitol today.
Linda Siegel joins us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the legislative update just before the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for being with us, Linda.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.